Welcome to Course Blair Saying. I'm Coach Tyra. On today's segment, I want to talk to you about some parenting styles. One in particular. The snowplow parent. The parent that doesn't teach their children to adapt to the world. They're trying to teach the world to adapt to their child. And these children grow up to be isolated. They have difficulty making friends. They have difficulty keeping jobs. They have difficulty navigating the world because their parents have diluted their perception of the world and made them to believe that the world will bend to their will. And so I've been getting influx of these type of people coming to me and for coaching because they are challenged socially because of their parents. And so I knew a parent, you love your child, you want to make everything right for your child, but this is the thing. You being a snowplow parent and trying to lay out a smooth road for your child does your child a disservice because your child doesn't know how to deal with conflict. Your child doesn't know how to get back up after a fall because you always there to make sure they don't fall. And that's not good. Children need to understand what failure is. They need to understand what losing is. As a child, they need to know how to cope with those things. As a child, they need to know what rejection is. As a child, because when you learn these things as an adult, it's too devastating. Especially if you've been getting your way your whole life. And you know, as an adult, that is not the way the world operates. Your child is only special to you. And if you think differently, then we need to talk. Okay? So we'll tell you a little story. If just for this segment, let's say this child's name is Kevin. I would never use a real client's real name. But just for this sake, we're going to call this child Kevin. Kevin is 19 years old. He was homeschooled. He was babied. He never did chores. His mother did everything for him. His father did not intervene. He let her raise her child, their son, how she wanted. And now he finished high school. He went to college, but he felt like the outcast, so after one semester, he came back home. He goes to community college at home. He had one job. He had a meltdown where he got fired, flipped out, broke up the ice cream machine at the McDonald's. Just really had a complete and total meltdown because he cannot accept that he got fired, because he don't know what rejection looks like. So now he's on probation for that, and he's very angry and extremely volatile toward his mom. And so she called me and said, "Coach Tyra, I don't know what to do with my son. He's out of control. Kevin's out of control." So she told me everything that was going on. And I said, "Okay, we need to talk about Kevin." This is actually a movie called We Need to Talk About Kevin. Watched it one time with my daughter. But anyhow. So I went and spoke with Kevin. Kevin was very reluctant to open up to me. But, you know, I have my techniques and I got him to open up. And before long, we were laughing and talking. And Kevin told me that his mother was overbearing and he felt like she ruined his life. So the first thing I wanted to do was to acknowledge his pain, validate his pain, but then I wanted to empower Kevin, because I wanted to let Kevin know that no matter what his mom had told him or what she had done, that it was still his choice, that he can undo everything that she had taught him or didn't teach him, because at the end of the day, he was responsible for his own life. So I gave Kevin a series of tasks to complete. I took Kevin out to a couple of social outings, taught him some social skills that his mom should have taught him when he was younger. I even taught Kevin how to talk to a girl. And I said, Kevin, you're probably going to get rejected, but it's okay, because that's a part of life. Women have a right to choose who they want to date, who they don't want to date. You may not be her type. Doesn't mean that something's wrong with you. It just means that you and her are not a match. We move on to the next girl. He said, okay. That's exactly what happened. I took him to a social event. He tried to talk to a girl. She didn't want to talk to him. He moved on. But when he moved on, by the third girl, Kevin had a date. But then, you know what? When we got back to his house and we told his parents, his father was elated. His mother had a meltdown. So not only did I have to counsel and coach Kevin, I needed to deal with her as well. Why was she so clingy? Why was she smothering him? And the reason was because she was neglected when she was a child. And she had promised that she was going to be there for her children. And see, there you go, passing on your baggage or your insecurities onto your child. When your children are born, they're born whole, not needing anything outside of themselves to be a complete person. Then you put your baggage onto them and make them feel insecure and inadequate. You can't do this. You shouldn't do that. You need me for this. You need me for that. And you create a codependent child instead of creating the opposite of what you want. An independent child that can sit on their own 2 feet and live in the world productively without you. Now, is it hurtful when your children get grown, adults, and they no longer need you for day-to-day tasks? Yes, but you're supposed to get over it. That's what's called growing pains for you and for the child. I have 2 adult children. My oldest daughter's 26 years old. She's married. She lives in a whole other city than me. We live in the same state, but she lives in a different city. It takes me about almost 2 hours to get to her. Was it hard to let her go? Yes, but she's an adult. She has her own career. She's in school again, and she's living her life. She's a fully assimilated adult. She doesn't depend on us financially. She takes care of her bills. She pays her rent. I mean, she's an adult, and I'm proud that I raised her that way and that she's doing so well at 26. Now, my 23-year-old, she's still home, but she just graduated last December from college. But she does her own thing. She has a job. She has a side business. She's saving her money. She'll be leaving home soon as well. You have to tell your children the truth about the world. That nobody in this world is going to give you anything. They're not going to make the world easy for you. The world doesn't care about you. It only cares about itself. And anything that you get, you have to earn it. And portray your child to understand that there are going to be downfalls. and setbacks and disappointments. And it's okay, because that's a part of the journey of life that they can't recover. You need to teach them this when they're little. So when your kid is 10 years old and they want to join the track team or baseball team or whatever, let them join and let them understand winning and losing and accepting it. Because that will teach them to rise to the occasion. You want to raise your children to be able to adapt and overcome to any obstacles that come in their way, not to crumble and fall and turn to you, because one day you're not going to be there. All right, thank you for listening to this segment. Be sure to share it with your friends and your family. And as always, be blessed.